This is the Satellite Guys radio update from the 2005 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Now, here is Satellite Guys Radio's own Scott Kreskowski.
Wednesday was Satellite Radio Day here at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, everyone. I am Scott Kreskowski. And among some of the things that were announced yesterday by both satellite radio companies was some new equipment and some new programming. Right now, here's Eric Logan talking about some of XM's new programming for 2005.
Well, obviously, we're very excited about the program announcement we made with our talk talent, with Dr. Laura Schlesinger moving her show to XM. Also, with Gordon Liddy and Tony Kornheiser. I think it's very representative of our whole platform and the way we believe in offering a complete, robust package of programming, because Dr. Laura, G. Gordon, and Tony appeal to a broad section of people, and that, again, reinforces the same thing that we've been believing for a while.
We also got to speak with XM CEO Hugh Panero. We asked Hugh what he thought his favorite announcement was from this year's show.
That we had over 3.2 million subscribers, and that we are we've established and grown our market share in this exciting new category, and that we have a lot of exciting new products coming out, including the expansion of our XM2Go products with Giant and Tau and Pioneer.
Satellite Guys is about satellite TV and satellite radio. One of the things Sirius did last year was introduce their audio channels on Dish Network, as you know about.
Yeah.
Is there anything in plans for doing that with DirecTV?
You know, we've had discussions on and off with DirecTV. They've gone through a series of management changes over time. I don't really think that the inclusion of EchoStar on the Dish Network has really turned into anything that has become any meaningful at all. So I think it's an interesting marketing thing, but I think we have other projects that are out there that require more of our focus and attention.
XM Satellite Radio was not the only big dog in the house at the Consumer Electronics Show. Sirius Satellite Radio also held their press conference on Wednesday. Right now, here's former CEO and Chairman of the Board, Joe Clayton.
Hi, Joe. Scott here from Satellite Guys Radio. And I was wondering, over the past 3 years that you've been with the company, what's been your proudest moment?
The proudest moment has been seeing my people develop and seeing people who are a bunch of doubting Thomases say, wow, this satellite radio may really have some legs to it. And it was the same naysayers back in the mid-90s when they said nobody will play for satellite television either. And now 25 million subscribers later and a decade later, now they're trying to say negative things about satellite radio. They'll disappear too, and this product category will far surpass what satellite television's done, because you got the automotive channel of distribution in addition to the 100 million plus United States households. So there's a great future for satellite radio.
And once you leave and go on to just becoming chairman, we're still going to hear you on the Bluegrass channel?
Yeah, I think they'll continue to humor me, because I think I am the largest single individual shareholder, and plus I know a little bit about Bluegrass music, so you probably hear me on Channel 37, Bluegrass.
That was Sirius Chairman and former CEO Joe Clayton. Well, that was Wednesday at the Consumer Electronics Show, which was Satellite Radio Day. Thursday is Satellite Television Day, so we'll be having interviews from DirecTV, Dish Network, and Vroom available for you early tomorrow morning. Right now, this is Scott Kreskowski signing off from Las Vegas, Nevada at the Consumer Electronics Show for Satellite Guys Radio.
This has been a Satellite Guys 2005 CES update from the 2005 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. A production of Satellite Guys Radio and SatelliteGuys.us.